Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Good morning, bonjour. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally. Imagine, by sharing the link, www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on today's show, forward it to your email database, and ask them to forward it to their email database, and so on and so forth. And imagine, within minutes, the show has circled the world, reaching listeners in any country in the world. Oh, the power of our technology today. Backward turn, backward, oh time in your flight. Take me back 50 years just for tonight. Imagine if we had this technology 50 years ago, where would we be today? Today's show, Creative Aging, Part 2. To age is human, to forgive is divine. I'm going to give the call-in number one time, 347-637-3789. And let your voice be heard, 2015, the call to action. No guts, no glory. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Did you know that your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going? Yeah. Haven't you ever seen absolutely gorgeous couples? A handsome guy? Well, most men have deeper voices than women. Not all. Not all. I've heard some men that need to come into training with me. And I have to be honest with you. There are some newscasters on our channels in Chicago that I want to say, oh, darling, don't you know that as we grow older, we begin to slur our words? It's not loose dentures. It's a lazy tongue. Yeah, there are exercises for the tongue because, you see, it is a muscle. And everyone that is in voice, whether it's singing or speaking, voiceovers, need to learn the facial and tongue stretch exercises. And by the way, I'm available. I love to do the seminars or to treat and teach privately. Medical disclaimer, I am not a doctor. I've just had the good fortune to learn about life's exciting techniques and methods. Oh, one day at a time, one step at a time. And I was introduced to brilliant people. So the call-in number is 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And be sure and log on to my website, simplyageless.net or kathywatsonspeaks.com. And the entire week, Creative Aging, Part 1, 2, 3, and 4. Yesterday, come on, pick up the mirror. Come on, did you do it? Did we do our cat stretch? Ooh, feels good. Look in the mirror. Say hello to the person who's creating your life. Living in the past? The past is over. The future is yet to come. We live in the now. Now, it's okay to every once in a while to go back into the past, because I do. And when I think of all of my upsets and my failures, I go, hey, wait a minute. I didn't fail. Failure is success if we learn from it. And I did. It was costly, but it prevented so many blocking stones, blocks that would have prevented me from leaving the valley and traversing the abyss to get to the top of the mountain. So now, are you living a regretful life? Are you still hanging on to stuff that probably everyone's forgotten but you? Listen to yesterday's show. In fact, what you need to do is to listen all week and, excuse me, and then log on, because the shows are archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and then click on the dates, 15, 16, 17, 18. Huh, the past is over. How on earth can you move forward if you're looking backward? If you're driving a car, how can you move forward if you're looking backward? And today's show, can you forgive and forget? Still hanging on? Making you old, bitter, ulcers, and everything else? It isn't what you eat that gives you ulcers. It's what's eating you. And then tomorrow at noon. Did you know that your greatest freedom is that of choice? Since we were born, every minute, every moment, we make a choice. Now, on Friday, we scoop it all up. To age is human, to redefine the concept of aging is divine. What about you? You know, this is your life. It is not a dress rehearsal. You don't get to do any do-overs. You're listening to Live with Kathy. The Consortium. Come on, be part of it. Do you want to partner with me? Actually, it is sponsor-driven, but I call it partnerships. 10 weeks. Yes, there is a fee. It's nominal. But it's a learning curve for you. Let's see what you've pushed down in your body, in your mind, in your thinking. Because you listen to everyone else. Your time is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Hey, don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. Ah, that was Steve Jobs. How's your life going? We can't escape fate, but we can do a great deal to carve our own mark in it, to turn it to our advantage or disadvantage choices. Choices when you woke up this morning. Did you say, good morning, God? Good morning, universe? Good morning, whoever you honor? I am going to make today the best day yet. The best day yet. Not ever, yet. Right now. Right now. And you know what? We are trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Quincy Jones said, not one drop of my self-worth depends on your acceptance of me. And what you think of me is really none of my business. What do I care? I have my life. And I'm looking forward to it. Why? Why would you let others make your decision for you? Do you have the courage to change? No guts, no glory. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, come on. Today, right now. pick up the mirror and ask yourself, am I willing to live a regret-free life? Have you honestly let go of grudges, hatefulness, envy? Can you forgive everyone whom you believed harmed you in any way? Can you release any animosity or grudge that you've been holding in your heart? It's only hurting you. Can you embrace the notion that your past challenges that you have released are steps of learning? That is why I offer becoming a partner with Live with Kathy, the consortium. It's a learning curve. You're going to learn about you. We're going to find out what you've pushed down, way deep down in your body, because you listened to other people. You didn't have the courage. You have no self-esteem. Oh, my dear, that will all be revealed when you're in sessions with me. Now, you email me, KathyStudio@SBCGlobal. Tell me what it is that you have. I don't know your product, your purpose, what it is. And if it resonates, if it's going to not only help you but help the world, then I introduce you to the 10-week introductory offer. And I work with you on your commercial. It's heard 30 times. But here's the good news. Yeah, all of you sassies out there. Oh, radio, listen, that's just a piece of cake. All you do is get on the air and talk. Well, let me tell you a little story. One of my friends in the business said to me one day, she does TV, and she said, Kath, I took your advice and I decided to do a radio show. I don't know when or where or how, but she came back and she said, oh, my God, how do you do it? I talked and I talked and I talked, and only 3 minutes went by. So what's your message? What have you got to say? And we'll find out, because I then, compliments of Kathy, the value is priceless. You're going to do a whole half-hour show. It's your show. No commercials. No, you're not going to be a loose cannon. I guide you. I direct you. It's yours. It's a marketing tool. And now you send it all over the world. You're promoting you. And I only ask you one question. After you have listened to yourself, would you jump up, run to the computer or the telephone, and buy whatever it is? Would you grab it and say, man, this is what I've been looking for. Did you get an aha moment? Mich Movidit. We'll see what you got. No guts, no glory. Hey, it's your choice. It's your life. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And before I go into choosing a new way and the unexpected link between prosperity and forgiveness, I want to acknowledge my partners on Live with Kathy. Manly Men, Titanics, Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive and efficient contractors in the world. Impact and Ironworkers have each other's back, and they walk side by side. To find out more about Impact, log on www.impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades. I don't know, do you want a job or do you want a career? And by the way, women, it's a career for you too. Log on, ironworkers.org. You see, iron workers are co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Now, how many in corporate America do you get paid while you're learning? You come in there, you better be good at what you do, or you hit the road, honey. And you imagine for 3 to 4 years you're an apprentice, you have to qualify. That's why you're going to log on www.ironworkers.org and look at the program. Look, but you can't be a sissy. It's a manly man. And while you're learning in the 3 to 4 years, each one it changes. You're getting paid. Your health care kicks into place, and so does pension. And it follows you wherever you go. How sweet is that? Impact.net.org. Impact-net.org. Ironworkers.org. Earn while you learn. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. In 2009, they won the National Gold Medal Award for excellence. Oh, it's a great consortium. And within it is the 50-plus club. Bored? Lonely? Pick up the mirror and say hello. You're the one that's making the choices. Rika Cuff does an outstanding job. Outstanding. Log on heparks.org. Contact your park district. Start your own 50-plus club. Senior centers, libraries, and Toastmasters International, if you have this little fear of speaking or whatever. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, RCPA, AH Tax at Ameritech, AmeriTech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the World of Tua and Beyond. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into our body. Log on to spaamazing.com. And write this down on September 24th, a week from tomorrow. Camlin Tran will be on air with me for a full half hour. And she's going to introduce herself to America as the representative for Tua Viso from Italy. Do you want to look 5 to 10 years younger? When you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? When you look good, you feel good? You'll want to find out about the Tua Viso unit that I've been using for years. Wherever there's a muscle, needs to be exercised. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Do you want to change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline? That's the name of the book that she authored. And you could get it through Barnes & Noble, Author House, and Amazon.com. Hey, are you unhappy in corporate America? You don't don't have to quit your job right now, but what you need to do is to get in touch with me and let me introduce you to a home-based business. I started mine when I was 25 years old. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. And more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. You want to find out about it? Be sure and get in touch with me via KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. Oh, PSAs. Elder abuse, domestic abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, I don't care what it is, it's a crime. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline, 877-863-6338. And the national is 800-799-7233. Without help, it's just going to get worse. And don't tell me that you're staying in a relationship because of your children. If you really love your children and it's abusive, whether it's man or woman, get out. Run. There's help. If I'm talking too fast, log on and you could get the telephone number. Hey, the PSAs, did I tell you that Warren Beatty has awarded me $5 million. Let's see, the last time I got this scam, it was $1.5 million. So I wonder what I did to get $5 million. Hey, they're pros at Sweet Talk. Now, when I got the email and I read the core of the email and the spelling, I thought, hey, Warren, come on. So I called his secretary. And I said, darling, what am I getting my $5 million check? Oh, she said, Kathy, forward the email to me. And I did. IRS, they will not call you. You see, people want your money. Be stingy. Hang on. Do not give anyone any money that calls you on the telephone. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, thank you, ARP, 800-646-2283. And the PSAs have been brought to you by Chuck Brazelton. Oh, the authors in Choices, authorhouse.com. Get the book Choices, awe-inspiring choices, revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. Chuck Brazelton, Rhea Schmidt, Rudy, Kathy, In Memoriam, Bonnie Brooks, Lee Patrick, Bev Gosay, and Helen, my sister. It's your money. Be stingy. You earned it the old-fashioned way. You worked for it. Okay. Let's go back to forgiving. Now, this is from Reverend Dr. John Waterhouse. When thinking about prosperous living, most people focus on having more money. We don't normally experience credit or being in debt as an abundance issue. But it's easy to see that anyone burdened by large amounts of debt is not living a prosperous life, no matter how many things they have acquired through credit. Get rid of your credit cards. I was raised in an immigrant family environment, and my pa said, Chuvaisa, watch yourself. If you don't have the money, you can't afford it. You can't get it. You must pay cash for it. Now, responsible use of credit is not a bad thing. However, many of us have had times when mismanaged credit has become a block to having the abundant lives we desire. My wife, Dr. Barbara Waterhouse, and I committed to living debt-free. This freedom includes always having more than enough money, vibrant health, and loving relationships. We seek to achieve this by setting clear intention, forgiving ourselves and others, and staying out of judgment. As you might imagine, these are not the easiest things to accomplish, but they can be done. by forgiving those who I believe have done something undesirable to me, I free myself from holding them as wrong or bad. This immediately frees up my attention so that I can focus on making my life better. Yeah. Staying out of judgment requires disciplined thinking, along with clear and constant standards of personal behavior. We can't just choose to not judge. We have to give ourselves parameters by which to live. I invite you to apply these standards to your life and join me in a quest to live debt-free. One simple way to ignite the flow of giving and receiving in your own life is to give when you receive. If you receive spiritual nourishment from anyone, it could be any entity, then share your good fortune with them. Now, Dr. John Waterhouse, I'd love to have you on the air with me. I don't know, I have a little problem with this judgment. I don't have to judge you. I'm not God. I'm not the universe. Now, if you tell me what you did and I understand it, then it's great. I truly understand what happened. Write it down, then let it go. So, judge people. I'm not in that position. I can't forgive, but I cannot forget is only another way of saying I will not forgive. Forgiveness ought to be like a canceled note, torn in two and turned up so that it never can be shown against me. Henry Ward Beecher. There's a doorway or an entrance through which the mind must pass on its way to spiritual realization, and that door can be opened by none other than the one who enters it. What are you hanging on to? What? You can't say, yes, I forgive you, and then seethe behind the scenes. You know, the chicken talk, the monkey chatter. You need to live joyfully. Once you decide that that's how you want to live, and you make the choice to forgive. Why would you judge anyone? One of my friends, this is from September 26th, Signs of Mind, I'll do this real quick, would not forgive her sister for 30 years. They did not speak. When their mother passed away, we had a meeting to plan their mother's memorial. And neither one of them would come if the other was going to be there. So this is from another reverend. I arranged a different meeting and told them separately I wanted to meet them individually. I brought them together in the same room, locked the door, and told them to deal with it. About 30 minutes later, I found them embraced each other's arms. I asked what the original issue was, and neither one could remember. They had fallen in love with the war. And we are called not only to forgive, but to forget. Forgiveness and forgiving is a gift we must give to ourselves in order to be free. Confucius stated it well. He who cannot forgive others breaks the bridge over which he himself must pass. What memory are you being asked to forgive and forget today? What is it? What I wish for myself? I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. And I look in the mirror and say, good morning, Katitsa Kakosi. Good morning, Catherine, how are you? I choose to say I forgive me, and I forgive everyone in my life, and I forget. Because I'm choosing a new way. I know I can learn from every experience I have. I pay attention to the lessons of life and choose to live in a way that is happy and healthy. I receive support for my choice, and I am thankful. Your time is limited. This is it, Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. To release it, write it out. Make it a great day. Au revoir.